Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Alan Nathan Show, and I'm sitting in for Alan. I'm Kathleen Antrim, and I'm thankful that Alan is trusting me to get behind his microphone. We've got a lot of breaking news this week, and Alan will be back tomorrow to go over some of it with you, but right now he is on assignment. I'm sure he's getting a lot of facts together, and it's going to be a great show tomorrow. In the meantime, we're covering some of this breaking news, and we've got some fantastic guests to help us sort through it all and kind of get into the nitty-gritty. Our next guest is John Lott. He's president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Welcome, welcome, John. I know you're also a Fox News columnist, and you have a book out called The War on Guns and More Guns, Less Crime, actually two books. So welcome. Okay, we're having a few technical difficulties, but we will get John back in just a moment. And in the meantime, what we have coming up, and you want to stay tuned for, is we're going to be talking about, you know, whether or not President Trump talking about the fake news and fake news being the enemy of the people, whether in fact that puts journalists at risk for violence. Now, I personally don't believe it does, but there are plenty of people out there to argue the point against that. And I think it's something certainly to weigh and consider. And once we get John back on the line, we'll be talking about that. And it's really interesting to me because, you know, we've actually had some politicians like a Maxine Waters talking about confrontation and having people. Oh, we've got John back. John Lott. This is Kathleen Antrim, and we're happy to have you on the Alan Nathan Show. How are you?
Thanks for having me on.
That's great. So we are going to talk a little bit about President Trump talking about fake news and how fake news is the enemy of the people. And it's so interesting to me because you would think that, you know, he'd given instructions about how to, you know, build a bomb or buy a gun or, you know, something horrible like that, which we obviously don't endorse in any way, shape or form. And the way that the press is, you know, talking about this. So give us a little insight as to, you know, your column, which is fantastic, and talking about fake news.
Right. Well, the point of my column was, you see, the press over the last few weeks has been attacking Trump for saying that if there's any violence that's committed against the media, it's going to be Trump's fault. And many people in the media have used even terms saying that Trump already has blood on his hands. You had Bret Stephens in the New York Times saying that he was sure that there was going to be violence and that Trump already had blood on his hands. You know,
and was he referring to the Capitol Gazette shooting? Is that what he's referring to?
He brought that up as one example, but of course that had nothing to do with politics. The guy who did the shooting there had done it because he felt he had been defamed by the newspaper many years ago, back in 2011, and had brought a defamation case against the newspaper and had lost. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, the point is that anybody who looks at these mass public shootings knows that the reason why they do these things is to get fame. I mean, it's one of the discussions we've had about, you know, should the news media mention the name of the person? And by concentrating so heavily on somebody possibly doing violence in the future against the media, what they're doing is they're signaling to anybody who might be out there is that, look, you might consider going and shooting up a mall, but if instead you go and shoot up the media, you're going to get a lot more media attention. They're basically guaranteeing them they're going to get that. Well, what impact does that have on any potential killer's desire to go after the media as opposed to some other target? I mean, it's not a deep point. I mean, anybody who's read these things, I mean, even look at Cruz, who just shot up the Parkland School in February of this year.
Right.
Just
yes.
The day before he did the attack, he did a video with his cell phone where he was talking about the reason why he was doing the attack was to get a lot of publicity, and that the more people he killed, the more publicity he was going to get. Well, now you're making it clear. I mean, you look at the Sandy Hook killer in that case. The guy spent 2.5 years planning the attack. He had done what the police described as essentially a doctoral dissertation, where he had looked at mass public shootings over 40 years, collected the amount of media coverage on each mass public shooting, and had graphed it out, showing that the cases where more people were killed got more media attention. And his goal, apparently, according to one police report, was to kill more people than the Norway killer, who had shot 67 people, so they could go and get even more media attention. So, I mean, I could go through dozens of these cases where you can't look at these things and not come away with the notion that they're doing this to go and get fame. You know, they know they're going to commit suicide, but they want to do so in a way that people are going to know that they were here. And, you know, there have been lots of discussions about the responsibility of the media generally in terms of adding to the fame for these individuals. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go out and say, let's get rid of the First Amendment. But obviously there's been a responsibility and an impact that's there. And here now, though, if there is an attack on the media, I think a serious question has to be raised about how much the media will have contributed to that.
Right.
And, you know, you have the media anyway. I mean, if anybody's contributing to anybody getting upset, I mean, as you mentioned, the fake news. I mean, first of all, they can't even report properly on this whole issue about Trump's comments on the media. Because, first of all, Trump's not saying all the media is the enemy.
That's right.
What he's saying is that fake news is the enemy of the people.
Now, how big of a problem do you think that is? How much fake news and propaganda do you think we're hearing now on, you know, various stations and in various periodicals?
Well, I mean, I'm 60 years old, okay? And I've never seen such bias in terms of media coverage of any politician. I mean, not even Nixon.
Right.
We're near remotely like this. You know, I'll give you just an example. We just recently had the one-year anniversary of the Charlottesville kind of skirmishes that we had last year. And Trump was painted as a racist because somehow he was equating the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists to others that were there.
And they made that stick. I mean, people actually believe that now.
But yes, people ought to go back and actually read the entire statement that Trump made, because the very beginning of his statement was he condemned neo-Nazis and white supremacists. He said, you know, these are evil people. There was like no kind of wiggle room at all in his statement. And when he was talking about people on both sides, reasonable people, he was referring to the people there who just wanted to have monuments to preserve history. He had explicitly, I don't know how much stronger his language could have been, but they ignored
it. I mean, other than jumping up and down and stomping his feet, I don't know what else he could have done. John, we're up against a hard break, but fortunately we're going to have you back after we go to commercial break to pay some of the bills. This is John Lott. He's the president of Crime Prevention Research Center. I'm Kathleen Antrim, sitting in for Alan Nathan on The Alan Nathan Show. Don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more coming up. This is the Main Street Radio Network.